It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the last week of trading for the month of August, and that week brought in some pretty good gains pretty much across the board for the grains, with a lot of the grains putting in weekly reversals. Well, let's see if that weekly reversal can hold and if we can see some further strength once we start September. We'll talk about the week's performance. We'll do that after this break.
Opportunities aren't always easy to recognize. They can occur anytime, and usually when you aren't prepared or are too busy. That's where we come in. We do risk management. That's all we do. Whether it's deciding on government programs to deciding on which crop insurance policy best fits your operation, Martinson Ag can properly evaluate the best direction to protect your investment. As commodity brokers and insurance agents, we evaluate risk. Contact Martinson Ag Risk Management today, 701-205-4200.
Well, the grains put in a pretty decent August, or at least the last week of August, and even for the month, we saw some surprising results. But overall, we saw a lot of grains put in weekly reversals for the last week of August, and now we'll see if we can kind of build onto that strength once September starts. Overall, a lot of the support coming from, of course, positioning ahead of the long weekend, but we're also looking at the fact that we have strong export demand as China and Mexico have been in buying pretty aggressively here over the last 2 weeks, especially in corn and in soybeans. We're also seeing weather concerns as drier weather seems to be over much of the corn belt, which right now isn't exactly going to be acceptable because of the fact that it could start to trim a little bit of the potential yield as the hot and dry conditions will start to slough off some of the top pods and soybeans, and it might impact some of the test weights and some of them as far as corn is concerned. We're also looking at a fairly open September. At least the early weather reports kind of show the fact that the northern plains will not see frost for the month of September, which is a good sign as far as the crop is concerned, because the crop certainly is going to need all of September to make it to maturity. In the end, we did see all of the grains for the last week of August put in some pretty good performance, as Minneapolis wheat gained 22 to 28 cents, while Chicago was up anywhere from 23 to 30 cents. Over in the Kansas City market, we were up 30 to 32 cents. Corn even saw a pretty strong performance, finishing up 10 cents, while soybeans finished up anywhere from 27 to 30 cents. Soybean meal was up anywhere from $5 to $7. Soybean oil was up $1.60 to $1.80. And we did see canola gain to $27 to $30. Meats didn't fare as well. They did see some strength in the live cattle markets as we continue to see the August follow the cash market. That helped to support it late in the session. But by the time it was done, we saw August up $3, while we saw, well, October also up $3. Feeder cattle struggled a little bit more as they gained anywhere from 60 cents to $2. Hogs had a good performance, though. They were up anywhere from $1.50 to $2. In the outside markets, crude oil was down $1.35. Gold was down $9. The dollar was up over 1 full cent, and we saw the Dow Jones gain 160 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.